Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure is in Lebanon ahead of Pope Benedict's arrival. She spoke to us earlier from the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lebanon in Harissa, which she says is a symbol of unity between Christians and Muslims.
Well, we drove up north from Beirut on the main highway, which connects the north of the country all the way down to the south. As you get out of Beirut and get closer up to the Christian heartland in the north, you see more and more of these big yellow and white banners proclaiming the Pope is coming from the Vatican with a message of peace for Lebanon. But then we went into the mountainside, which really is the Christian heartland. But we went to Our Lady of Lebanon in Harissa, amongst the places that we saw this morning, the Basilica of Our Lady of Lebanon, and also a huge statue of Our Lady with her arms outstretched overlooking the Bay of Juni, which is a big industrial port here in, as I said, in the Christian heartland. And we met some Muslims as well as Christians. Of course, Christians looking forward to this visit of Pope Benedict, but there were quite a number of Muslims. And I talked with an Iraqi Muslim group from Baghdad. They were saying that they didn't know anything about the Pope visit to Lebanon. They had only just arrived, but they found out at the airport because of all of the big posters. And asking them, of course, why they were there, they were saying that, of course, Mary is revered in Islam because she was the mother of the prophet Isa, who is, of course, Jesus. And so Muslims do come here to pray, to reflect. Also, it is a sign of unity with Christians and Muslims. It's a very common to see them all praying here at this site.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.